Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Teufel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett scores. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Stenhouse moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gaetti moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schramm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Sheets moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Sheets scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Shelby moves to second. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Shelby scores. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Salas and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball towards right. Hatcher settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hatcher. Ripken scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Orioles. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Nate Snell now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Stenhouse moves to second. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck scores. Stenhouse moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Orioles. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Shelby strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wardle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a Grand Slam home run. It's 10-5, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rayford for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Lysander now pitching. Dave Meyer now playing center field. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lysander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-3 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Salas reaches second base with a double. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Brown now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rayford moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Sheets moves to second. It's 11-6, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Dave Engel pinch hits for Mike Stenhouse. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Engel moves to second. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.